Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. A lot of ballistic missiles have struck Tel Aviv. There is what is being reported now, 70 injured and at least one woman has died in this Iranian ballistic missile attack. And right before I went live, just got word that there is a fresh wave of Iranian ballistic missiles that are arriving in Tel Aviv as we speak. Now, before we get into all of that and we wait on people to roll in, I'm going to do something a little bit different this morning because you know how much I love Jackson Hinkle. Well, I got the opportunity to talk to him today. Him and Dan Blazerian, as a matter of fact. I was able to talk to both of them, and I gave them a chunk of my mind and just listened to how they decided to join in on this conversation and kind of how it played out.
Islam. I think that, and I hope
right.
that...
And the Ayatollah is not strapped to the missiles either. I'm not saying that, right? But it's the general principle that I'm reaching towards. If he's losing control, then their goal is to wipe Israel off the face of the planet. And that's what he perceives, is that he is losing control, then he really doesn't care. He's going to inflict as much damage as humanly possible.
This is literally the most jibber-jabber space I've ever been on in my entire life. I mean, you got Netanyahu, who had no reason to believe that Iran actually was close to a nuclear weapon. He's trying to avoid this prison time, and he starts this war with Iran
result.
And for the past 2 hours, you guys have been jibber-jabbering about Russia and Iran collapsing. But I've been criticizing Iran all day. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I thought it was crazy what happened over the past 24 hours. But this is literally the most jibber-jabber, ludicrous, hypocritical space I've ever been on.
Do you have anything to add?
How about the framing of this whole thing? I mean, we're talking about a country that is not supposed to have nukes, Israel, right? And then you've got Iran that for 40 years, Israel said has been, oh, they're going to have nukes. They're going to have nukes. It's all bullshit. And even if they got a nuke, it would be a reply to the 300 plus nukes that Israel has illegally acquired. So talk about hypocrisy.
Number one, what makes it illegal? And number two, when was the last time Israel
Sorry, give me a second. We're getting reports of explosions in Jerusalem following this Iranian, the ballistic missile strike. Explosions in...
So for those of you that are just now joining in, I was in a space earlier over with Mario Knoffel. There is somewhere around, like, I don't know, dude, 18,000, 20,000 people that were listening at the time. Dan Blazerian and Jackson Hinkle decided to jump in and just attempt to debo the conversation, at which point I started to ask them a series of questions, which you're about to hear right now.
In Jerusalem.
Israel's nukes are illegal because they stole the nuclear technology from the United States against the wishes of the president of the United States, John F. Kennedy.
Okay, well, that's not what makes it illegal, number one. No, he doesn't. Okay, no, he doesn't, number one. Number two, every single country on this planet spies on each other, including
NATO
and NATO allies.
Matt, why are you defending the theft of American technology?
Because every single country
we've had a good space up until now. I've been in... Okay, guys, one at a time.
You know what's incredible? You've literally been on the biggest jibber-jabber spree for the past hour. The moment
yeah, dude,
I say
second,
the moment,
please, one second,
the moment
second,
I say
please,
one word, then you come in and start
no,
silencing
I want
everyone.
To, I want to
That's exactly what happened.
You can talk.
You had your little jibber
jabber
fest for the past
that,
hour, then you start silencing.
What I was trying to say is that we had a good conversation, and then you open your mouth, and the whole thing becomes a train wreck because all you're here to do is disrupt. If you want to make a constructive comment, then go ahead.
Disrupt or have a back and forth? Because for the past 2 hours, I've been sitting here. I haven't said a word. For the past 2 hours,
you
guys have had nothing but absolute Zionist propaganda for the past 2 hours.
So you finally pulled Putin's dick out of your mouth to come up here and speak? Is that what you did?
I have no idea who that person is who just
Matt, you're on the stage defending Israel's theft of American
Oh, it's one of my favorite freaking lines ever, man. I got to timestamp that. 2:33:30 in that freaking space. Yeah. Jackson Hinkle just saying he was sitting there listening to us go back and forth for 2 hours and then just had to decide to come up. Listen, he's not the only moron that got put in check today. Las Vegas Metro PD actually put some protesters in check. Check this one out.
Enjoying yourself?
You know, yeah. Covering everything.
Nothing better to do?
Honor no.
Your oath. How about honor your oath, bitch? How about that? Honor your oath.
Oh, there you go.
I didn't do nothing. I didn't say nothing.
You
supposed to get lost. He's got to go to jail. He goes to jail. Let's go.
Put your hands behind your back.
Yep. That's right. You go to jail.
Bro.
Big pal.
I'm just watching. I'm watching. I didn't do anything.
Give me your fucking hand.
Hey, I'm
breaking my glasses.
Here we go. Party's over, ass.
I have a heart attack. You're fucking pushing me. I'm not.
Yeah, they ended up getting arrested for doing it. Listen, I know I'm about to go over Israel, but I haven't forgot about the protests taking place here in the United States either. And I want to let you guys know that is definitely on my mind. And here we have the Las Vegas Metro PD again cracking down on protesters as they show up. Now, it's bad enough they haven't figured out that they can't do that crap here in the United States anymore, that that stuff is just no longer going to be accepted. But what if I told you that a bunch of idiots decided to pull that crap over in Egypt today, and it didn't work out so good for them either? There's this whole March on Gaza concept, like end the siege, Greta Thunberg type crap that people thought would be a good idea to go after. Yeah, you want to see what happens when you do that shit in another country? Here's Egypt. What do you think happened to him after they grabbed him? Anybody? Here is exactly what happened to him after they ended up grabbing him.
This is an emergency. We have just been violently dragged into the buses here at the first checkpoint on the way to to Ismailia. We have we were sitting quietly and not doing anything. We were debating that we would leave soon in taxis back to Cairo because we did not break any law. And all of a sudden, several people stormed in and they started to push people and drag them violently outside. They have beaten people. I have seen one woman that was beaten in her face in front of me.
Oh no!
They didn't leave time to grab the luggage or anything. Now we're beaten, and this is the bus is now full of people. I hope no one is seriously injured. This is a very shocking incident.
Stop.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
So this is one of the Secret Service people that was just walking in here. I have to stop this live stream now. We are in danger. This is an emergency. We need help.
I'm sorry. Now we're going to get to the real news. Chris Hinkliff coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Greatly appreciate you, brother. And right before him, we had somebody that ended up joining up. Who did I see? Alexander Kwan ended up joining up, becoming a new member. Thank you very much. And Reform Steven, you have been a member of 9 months. I'll be darned, man. That stuff just comes out of nowhere when you sit around that long. That is nuts. I appreciate your support, brother. All right, let's go over and take a look at what went down over top of Israel today. This is an exo-atmospheric interception. I got asked on one of the earlier streams I did today whether or not these actually were taking place over in Tel Aviv, and the answer is yes. We do have one capture of an exo-atmospheric interception taking place over there. It's pretty wild when you actually end up seeing those and you know where they end up taking place out there in that great vacuum of space. You can see a huge difference when those suckers end up getting blown. Absolutely freaking nuts when you end up seeing that like on video. The first time that it actually ended up happening was by a Houthi ballistic missile that got fired out of Yemen at Israel. It was one of the very first ones that they ended up shooting. Was the very first ballistic missile that ended up getting intercepted that was shot in anger. We've got Brian Gill coming in, gifting out 5, and Thumper 33 coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships as well. You guys are looking at Tel Aviv. This is one of the Houthi ballistic missiles that ended up slamming into it, and you can see the shock wave that's literally coming off of it. Now, multiple apartment complexes ended up getting struck. They did go after the IDF headquarters. I heard that ended up taking a direct hit. Casualty count so far that we've gotten is 70 wounded, 1 dead. They're currently sifting through the rubble. You guys are going to see some more of that coming out today. I've got like on the ground footage of where these ballistic missiles actually ended up striking. So although I started this off a little bit light, there is a little bit more information that's going to be coming at you. And some of these were some pretty serious strikes At least a total of three waves of freaking attacks ended up hitting 3 a.m. Forge coming in, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you very much, sir. And Incog Faraday coming in, gifting out an additional 5. You guys should check this out. So what you're looking at right there, and right before this went off, Callsign Texas actually turned me on to this video first, and you actually see some interceptors being launched out, followed by this ballistic missile going and slamming in. And this is the issue with Iran's ballistic missiles, is they're just not as accurate as you would think. They rely a hell of a lot on like the explosive warhead on there to kind of destroy their target. They haven't been going after any of the airports that I've seen over inside of Israel. Instead, what they've been going after is Tel Aviv, for the love of freaking God, man. I mean, they've just been slamming that sucker pretty hard tonight. I feel like this is an AI generated image. This one isn't actually real, but I felt like throwing it up there and pointing it out anyways. Here's another ballistic missile coming in. This one is not AI generated, just so you know. Alexander Kwan says, thanks, bro. Been here for quite some time now, but just changed my email. Thank you again for everything that you do. Mad respect. Hey, thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate that. There you go. There's another view of that shockwave going out from that one ballistic missile that ended up slamming in there. Now, there is dozens of impacts across Tel Aviv. Originally, throughout the day, they were saying, oh, no, only one or two have actually made it through. But just to give you guys a count of all the ballistic missiles that we believe that have been fired today, in the first two waves, about 150 ballistic missiles were actually fired at Israel. And then following another wave, it looks like they had about a dozen more that ended up going in. The number of interceptions versus impacts, I wish I could actually tell you. I have absolutely no idea how many, but it is a massive amount that ended up going. Now, most of these went into Tel Aviv itself. And then you had dozens more that kind of went into like central and northern Israel in like some little random spats and little random places. Can't find any videos outside of there. The Israeli government actually did ask people not to be sharing any of these videos as they go out, like earlier today, so that basically you're not being a spotter for Iran so that they can adjust and get over on their target. But still, people ended up sharing these videos, which is what we're going to put up on your screen right now. Here's another ballistic missile slamming into Tel Aviv. Check that out. Again, you can see that freaking wave coming off of that sucker as it goes. Now, I've got other videos from earlier today that I showed earlier on the live stream, and you guys are going to get a pretty in-depth look at what ended up happening. Yeah, there, like I said at the beginning of the stream, there is another wave of ballistic missiles that are currently being fired over at Israel. I'm going to give it a minute and let that breathe before we go over and take a look at what's going on over there. All right. Also, at the same time that all of that was going on, it looks like there was a massive attack on an airport over inside of Iran where they went after several military aircraft and then also a hangar and a fuel depot that they had stored over there as well. Yeah, Don, I see you over there. He says, new subscriber here. Great information. I look forward to following you. Hey, thanks, Don. Greatly appreciate it, brother. Welcome over to the channel. Welcome to the Speak the Truth freaking Banana Club. If you guys hear about the Banana Club, I guess it's one of those OG things that you just got to go back and figure out. If you stick around long enough, I'm sure you're going to hear the story. People will throw it out there, but there's a very good reason for it. All right, so here we go again. This is Trey Yinks. He actually made his way over into some of the destroyed areas in Tel Aviv. He was over there. Say what you will about Trey. He's been there for a very long time. And despite, if you can get past his, I don't want to say this, if you can get past his opinions on Gaza and the Palestinian people and all that other crap, and you just end up paying attention to some of the actual reporting he does, he actually puts out something pretty solid. Chris H. coming in, letting everybody know that he finally heard about the USS Liberty and hasn't looked into it and thinks it's a massive conspiracy theory.
Right now we're in the suburbs of Tel Aviv, and you can see where an Iranian ballistic missile slammed into this building. This entire block has been destroyed, and there are currently crews that are going through all of the rubble. Every once in a while, they tell people to be silent. They are looking for survivors, and they will call out and then use a thermal drone to try and find anyone who is underneath a lot of this debris. You can see how these cars here flipped over from the size and power of this blast. And when you look back here, this entire block has been damaged. As we move forward here, Israel is preparing for the possibility that Iran continues these attacks. The regime says they will continue to target Israel as Israeli strikes are hitting not only their nuclear facilities, but also many of their top officials, including those from the IRGC and their nuclear scientists. We'll continue to keep you updated as this story develops.
The story did continue to develop. Sky God coming in, giving out 20 Speak the Truth memberships. If you guys are brand new to this channel, that is kind of like what we prefer over here is gifted memberships. If you guys feel like gifting out memberships, you're more than welcome to do that. I appreciate anybody that ends up joining up, becoming a true supporter. Make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. Tomorrow, we're going to be downtown Denver taking a look at the No Kings protest. For the love of God, I can't wait to go get in the middle of that. That's just going to be a buttload of fun. Yes, Chris H, it is a massive conspiracy theory. Like the way you guys end up portraying it is if Israel intentionally ended up coming after the United States for the USS Cole. Every little thing that you can even mention in the chat has already been debunked and nobody wants to hear your pro-Palestinian bullshit and your freaking tequila. You can take that stuff and you can go somewhere else. We try to stick to the truth over here. So it's not my fault that you can't do your own due diligence and research. Joseph PA coming in, he says, are you supportive of the U.S. being a part of this? Yeah, I am more than okay with U.S. being a part of this. I do think that Israel should be able to handle it on its own without U.S. support. I'm more than okay with the U.S. going in and lending out some aerial defense assets or shooting down ballistic missiles or, you know, taking part, shooting down some freaking drones and or cruise missiles, things of that nature. I really could care less if we're doing that. Plus, we got to have those assets that are staged over the reason. Now, the reason that I think that that's okay for the U.S. to be doing that, especially when they're shooting those Shahed drones and those suckers end up getting launched, especially when they're firing off ballistic missiles, is directly in path of those ballistic missiles and in path of those Shahed drones or the cruise missiles ends up being a bunch of military bases, end up being a bunch of facilities. And we need to make sure that our service members are staying safe over there. And if you don't understand why the U.S. is in that region, ladies and gentlemen, that is a discussion for another time that we can have. But it is very, very important that it ends up being over there. Now, earlier today, Israel ended up switching off all of the live feeds to their cameras over inside of Israel. But as you can see here, you can still see some of the outgoing and incoming freaking rounds that they ended up firing. And you can see them like streaking up and down across the sky. A lot of people were portraying falling debris that was coming from interceptions as multiple ballistic missiles. In fact, it was not. Bach, I don't even know how to say it. BSC 33 Productions end up jumping in, becoming a true supporter. So good to have you, friend. Thank you very much for joining up. Yeah, you can see the outgoing, you can see the incoming from some of these different cameras, but notice how all the streets are empty. Originally, when this ended up starting off earlier today, they had about a 30 to 45 minute warning before Iran ended up launching their first strike, just kind of catch you guys up to par. After that 30 to 45 minute warning that they ended up issuing out to the Israelis, they told them to stay close to their bunkers. They ended up just getting alerts that all of these strikes had ended up getting launched, or all the ballistic missiles ended up getting launched going and heading towards Israel. So everybody ended up going down their bunker. Flight time in between Iran to Israel for these ballistic missiles is right around 10 to 12 minutes, depending on where they ended up launching these ballistic missiles from. So there's actually not that much warning. While you might think that there's a great deal of distance, these things fly so flipping fast and so flipping high that it doesn't really matter. The cruise missiles, on the other hand, if Iran was to launch cruise missiles, you're looking at about 4 hours. If they end up launching drones, dude, you're talking upwards of like 8 to 10 in order for them to get there. So that tells you just how ridiculously fast these suckers end up actually flying and how much terrain they actually end up covering. It's pretty freaking wild. Facepalm says, I just activated on SRT over tomorrow. Apparently two groups are showing up. Oh, great. Oh, isn't that just lovely, man? Of course they are. You know, these protests and stuff that are going on over here in the United States, I mean, that is just something else. Now, we're going to go over and we're going to actually start taking a look at some of the damage that got done from these ballistic missiles that ended up slapping down into Tel Aviv. Again, just reiterating, you had 70 wounded and at least one killed that we are aware of at this point. Now, as you guys heard Trey Yinks earlier actually comment, they are digging through the rubble. These casualty counts likely are going to go up. I know there's a lot of Israelis that are just kind of like used to this type of crap. They're used to having like the alerts go off. I was listening to somebody on a live space last night and earlier today when they were getting warnings about some of this incoming fire, and they ended up stating that they were going to go and take a bath. So, I mean, I get it. I've been there. I've done that crap myself in combat. However, it's a completely different ballgame when you start talking about the massive wave of ballistic missiles that Iran is capable of launching. Lavelle, Patton, this been a long time coming. Let's put the fight, let them put it out and work this out. Both sides want this to happen. You know, I'm not so sure that both sides really want this to happen. I'd say both sides' leadership absolutely wants this to happen. Both sides' leadership 1,000% wants this to happen, brother. I agree with you. As far as the people over inside of Iran, a lot of them really don't. I'm hearing estimates as high as like 60 to 70% of the population over inside of Iran that is just unhappy with the regime. And I spoke about it today earlier over on the spaces. When you talk about the scope and scale of what actually took place inside of Iran, you got to ask yourself, how was Israel capable of doing all that, right? Because it's not like they've got, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of Mossad agents that are over running around Iran. Instead, what you're actually getting is probably a dozen to a couple dozen Mossad agents over inside of Iran that are recruiting people that are telling them all of this information. And so the reason they're telling them all of that information is because they are not happy with their government, particularly when you start looking at some of these nuclear facilities and things of that nature that ended up getting struck. You don't get that detailed of information out of these nuclear facilities without actually having people tell you about it, because it's not like GPR is going to give them the locations of a lot of this information. No, instead, you're getting that from people that are working within those facilities. They're leaking that information and coming out. So a lot of the people, I guess maybe you are right on both sides, do want this to happen because the people inside of Iran are kind of sick of the regime. They really are. And there has been a lot of talks today about whether or not there's going to be uprisings over inside of Iran because of this. And if those uprisings do in fact come through, man, it's going to be insane. But before any of that happens, you got to have the IRGC basically start to defect. You got to have the Ayatollah get silenced. Those people need to understand the Ayatollah is no longer in charge, and that the IRGC and the regime doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell. So it is possible that they ended up getting taken out. Randy Hunt, I see you down there asking me for a dang pants check, man. And I will pants check myself here in just a little bit, but I'm a little bit embarrassed because of how dang busy I've been today trying to keep up with everything and the amount of crap that I have going on in my life right now. No, I am wearing the same pants I was wearing this morning, brother. So again, these apartment complexes ended up getting struck. Looks like the same area that we ended up showing you guys earlier. I don't know. I'm going to be interested to see what some of this damage is going to end up being. Let me get this next video up on the screen and kind of like let that roll around for you. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of noise and things like that in the background, but it gives you a general idea of what you're looking at. And it it's just dozens of these ballistic missiles ended up slamming into Tel Aviv today. I don't have an exact number for you, and I don't think anybody's actually put that out yet. You want me to reach out to Erin? She's in Israel. I will do that. I didn't know that she was in Israel. I do have a line of communication with her and the people on her team, so I'll reach out to her. That's actually a good idea. Rustic, thank you very much for that tip. I didn't know she was in there right now. Let's see here. BSC 33 Production says, how long do you think the IDF can keep defending their airspace before they run out of interceptors? They do have a limited amount, which is the nice thing. It's a crappy thing, right? Israel's only got a limited amount of these interceptors, but at the same time, they are very selective when it comes down to their targets, right? And Iran's only got so many ballistic missiles that they're capable of firing at Israel. And so the nice thing about the interceptors is they do pick up on the trajectory of these munitions, and they do their best to kind of ignore the ones that aren't going to hit anything critical and to prioritize the ones that are. And so they've got all of this AI that's built in there, which is why some of them end up sneaking through. So that's kind of how that works. Rustic, no, I see you, man. No, thank you very much. So, yeah, I mean, how long could it last? I mean, I don't know how many Israel's got built up. I don't have access to that information, but I got a feeling that they've been stockpiling them for a hot minute with the anticipation that this was going to come. It would be highly irresponsible of anybody within the Israeli government not to be able to anticipate what's currently going down right now and to have all of that put up. Oh, how long could Iran keep it up? So Iran's got roughly, best estimate, right around 4,000 ballistic missiles that we're aware of, and about allegedly a couple hundred of them ended up getting taken out in the first wave of attacks that we were seeing last night going on over there. Then they ended up firing approximately another 200. And so now we're looking at, I don't know, man, we're probably sitting around 3,500 on a low estimate that Iran's got to be able to keep shooting back at Israel. So they still have plenty of ballistic missiles to be shooting at Israel that we're at least aware of. Now, the question is whether or not they're going to be able to launch all of those or whether or not they're going to be able to get them off, because Israel is still currently dominating that airspace over top of Tehran. And if you don't believe me, you're about to here in just a minute. Three Unbrinkables coming in, becoming a true supporter. Good to have you in the house, man. And Sky God, I'm not even sure if I ended up giving the shout out earlier for gifting out those 20, but man, I greatly appreciate that. DS Piggy says, Israeli intelligence and logistics officer here was stationed at Navatim Israeli Air Force Base in Negev. Ant is very, very prominent member of APAC and intel community, Mossad in Iran as we speak. Yeah, brother, dude, again, that's what I hear. And that's what I'm trying to tell people is these Mossad agents over inside of Iran, it's like the amount of intelligence that they ended up collecting to make yesterday, last night go down is absolutely incredible. I guess it would be yesterday morning. It would be last night for us here in the United States. But that amount of intelligence gathering is something to be seriously like looked at. The air radar, if you guys want me to pull up flight radar, everything's empty over there. It's all empty. Everybody's flying around. The airspace has been closed for quite some time. I can put it up on the screen. It's not going to do you any good. But yeah, let me take you back over into Tel Aviv right now. I could already tell you right now, the airspace has been emptied out for a very long, very, very long time. Sol says, I would hate to be in the Iranian government right now. You know, I had made a joke about it earlier. Saying like, basically the Ayatollah is issuing out death sentences for every single member that he ends up trying to, how do I want to say this for, oh, dude, screw Al Jazeera, man. I'm so tired of those freaking people. They ended up issuing out basically a death sentence for every single member that he continues to appoint over there. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. It's so irrelevant. It's not even funny. But one of the guys that he ended up appointing got schwacked just a couple hours later. It's absolutely freaking amazing what Israel is capable of doing over there. Here's another scene coming at you guys from Tel Aviv. I want to get this up on the screen because it is important to show some of this destruction that's taking place. Hoosier says, no pant check. This isn't the battle for Matt's bulge. Yeah, you know what's funny is people have corrected me on saying salami when it goes down to that stupid ass IRGC general. So many people in this freaking world have corrected me on saying that. And let me tell you, I'm going to keep pronouncing it salami every single time just because of the amount of memes that are rolling out of Israel right now. Like, I'm trying to encourage every Israeli to continue to talk crap because y'all never do. And you really should. You should get used to it, man. John Kubis coming in with five. He says, there was a flight from China to Tehran about 2 hours ago. Interesting. I'd be curious to see what the hell that one's doing. Chad Olmsted coming in, gifting out five Speak the Truth memberships. You guys want to hear something funny? Last night, as all of this ballistic missile attack and everything was starting to go down, very briefly, I ended up sharing that there was a shutdown. I want to say it was down inside Houston, Texas, at the airport over in Houston. I forget like the airport freaking name. But it had briefly been shut down. Like, there was like flights and stuff like that had been shut down over in Houston. And what I ended up hearing today was it was actually an individual that had on a uniform and ended up trying to ride in the jump seat. He was literally trying to do the catch me if you can crap and get on the airplane. And he even had badges and crap that he had faked. Obviously, the pilots ended up recognizing him. He wasn't like an actual pilot. They ended up grabbing that guy and pulling him off. Turned out to be somebody in like his early 20s. Is what I heard, that it was some young man in his early 20s that really just wanted to be a pilot, or at least that's what he said. He got arrested. He's facing a felony now. So if, you know, I don't know, you know, maybe you're not going to be a pilot anymore, man. Slava from Wisconsin, probably. I think that's what that ends up saying, man. I can't even, I have to open this up just to be able to better see it. Ends up coming in and gifting out five Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate you, brother. Thank you very much for your generous, generous donation. I'm sitting over here buffering because I got stuff on Wi-Fi, stuff on hardline and everything else. And it's just a big pain in the butt trying to get everything up and running for you guys. All right, let's go and take a look at the city of Haifa, because like I said, there was a couple of the ballistic missiles that ended up getting shot at different locations inside Israel. Haifa happened to be one of those other locations. I'm not seeing any reports coming out of Haifa of anybody being injured and or killed there. Most of it's all being centered around Tel Aviv, but just to let you know. Yeah, look at them suckers burning in, just slapping into there. Blackmon Outdoors says, active duty ops specialist here. Love the content, brother. Thank you, man. No, it absolutely amazes me the amount of military people that actually follow this channel to stay up on like current events and actually what's taking place overseas. We had a dude from the 10th Mountain over here earlier. That's a true supporter that's been around for quite some time. I'm going to go ahead and pull this up and throw it up on the map for you guys. This is geo-confirmed. They've been adding... Ooh, look at that. Did they update this sucker? I feel like they did. They've been adding and updating several other things. Now, what we're looking at here, let me zoom out, all right, and give you guys kind of like a general picture of the region. We're going to zoom in on Iran, and we're going to take a look at some of these strikes. Now, within the last 2 hours or so, we ended up getting new reports coming in, although I don't have any video confirmation of it, of some strikes that have been taking place down over inside of Isfahan, right over here inside of Iran. There's another nuclear facility that is over in Isfahan. Obviously, Natanz has been getting smashed pretty freaking hard. I think we've been reporting on that. IAEA chief, I think I've got a document on it, ended up coming out and saying that that location, Natanz, has been completely and totally disabled. Like, it's ruined. So Natanz isn't even any good anymore for Iran, according to the IAEA. There we go. Pandora X coming in and gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships, followed by Benjamin Fradinson. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you, friend. Evan Brooks, thank you for your non-biased, non-manipulative coverage and message. Truly appreciated. I mean, I am biased against radical Islam. I do my best to keep it like toned down, though, quite a bit, because I end up getting canceled every single time I do it. But at the same time, I'm still going to let you guys know what the hell is going on as we go and take a look at it. Interesting part when we go over and we take a look at some of these strikes from Iran and some of these things that ended up getting geolocated, and you take a look at where these neighborhoods are at that ended up getting struck by some of these airstrikes, the initial ones that ended up going off last night, and they are very deep into some of these neighborhoods. When you go and you start taking a look at them, you really start zooming in at like where they came from. And this again goes down when I started talking about the level of intelligence. When we start looking at where some of these strikes actually ended up taking place at, the level of intelligence that Israel had to have and coordination in order to make these happen. You know, these are those buildings and whatnot that you ended up seeing getting struck last night. And I mean, you kind of got to hand it to Israeli intelligence. You got to give them a freaking thumbs up for being able to get all of that done in such a short period of time and be able to coordinate it like that with everybody else. So good job to Israel for knocking all that out. All right. So now we're going, actually, I take that back. Allegedly, this is coming out of Isfahan. I guess I did have a video coming out of there of aerial defense assets going off over inside of Isfahan. This is what you're looking at right now. So that's all we really have coming out of there. We don't have a lot other than aerial defense assets going off. But truthfully, that is the same scene that I've been seeing all the way around Iran. Yeah, and I mean, a lot of it. It's literally like the skies of Iran look like this all night. Yeah, I don't know about brought to you by Raytheon. This is all shitty Iranian aerial defense systems. This is like, I don't want to say World War II tech, but they're basically just firing a bunch of flak up in the air, trying to knock down anything that is coming at them. They're doing their absolute best to make that happen, and they're failing miserably. So while they are able to fire things up into the sky, when I said they're failing miserably, I mean they're failing miserably. I'm going to take you over right now, and we're going to take a look at Natanz and what exactly that place actually looked like after the strike. somebody did a very good job on this graphic when you end up taking a look at it. And they do point out the fact that, like, there is a protective cage that ended up getting put over the top of this site. Something that I didn't notice earlier when I was taking a look at this image, I just figured it was maybe some part of rebar or something of that nature. Nope, that's exactly what that was. Chill Game Plays. Is there any footage coming from Iran after Israel bombing? I haven't seen any. Yeah, you know, you and me both. The only thing that I've really seen coming after, like, out of Iran, even though I know that it's happening, is some of those aerial defense shots that are coming out of there. It's kind of weird that that's what we're actually seeing out of there. Here's another one that actually ended up coming out of Iran. This is out of the Mehrab Airport in Tehran, all right? And this is what I was talking about. When it ended up being that Israel ended up striking the airport and shit just being lit on fire. I mean, yeah. You know, as you take a look at, like, some of the strikes that actually ended up smashing into Tel Aviv, that damage, honestly, like, as you go back and you start weighing this out in warfare, it goes both ways. All right. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Civilian casualties are a very real thing. Collateral damage is a very real thing. And so you can't sit here and like, I'm telling you this for all of you Israeli supporters out there, like, I'm one of them, right? But you don't get to go back and forth and complain about the effects of war when it ends up happening to you, but you don't recognize it when it happens to other people. Sun Wukong coming in with five. He says, the reactions of certain commentators like Tucker make me wonder with concern, does he hate Jews because he's mindless, or is he mindless and hating Jews? Don't even ask me to get in the mind of Tucker Carlson, bro. Please don't do that. Not a snowball's chance in hell I could figure out what the hell's going on in there. There's just no way of knowing what Tucker's got. But I'm kind of with you. I heard that Tucker came out with some more ridiculous statements today. And, you know, I listen to him just about as much as I listen to Jackson Hinkle or Dan Blazarian when I actually want to get real news. Like, I don't.
Oh, your allies. چی بود اون برای همجوری میتره که خدا
So this is that same airport. D-Rock, Tucker is becoming socially taboo. No, he's not socially taboo. He's just factually wrong about 90% of the time he talks now. Like, that dude just spun off the freaking ends of the earth and just stopped reporting facts and started reporting on his feelings on everything and started listening to a bunch of propagandists. It's really, really sad what Tucker has actually been allowed to become, and that people are continuing to promote him in that way as if, like, you know, honestly, I think Tucker Carlson is going to be the new Alex Jones. Yeah, here's a look over the top of Tehran. Like I said, you've got a lot of aerial defense assets or flat guns that are basically shooting up at the freaking sky. Somebody had called it out, Soviet era ZPUs that they're shooting. Yep, nailed it. Against what? Ballistic missiles and freaking F-35s. Good luck, brother. Good freaking luck. You're not going to get there. Tucker is listening to replacement theology. Yeah, probably. Bo Williams. I think I saw a PAC system getting after it in Tel Aviv earlier. Either way, the exo-atmospheric interceptions are impressive. Sad for the damage. Stay safe tomorrow at the protest. Dude, I'll be fine. I'm not even worried about it, even though I'm sure there's going to be lots of people now that are going to be looking for me. I could honestly care less. Like, what the hell are they going to do to me? Like, worst case scenario, I end up dead, in which case I get a great life insurance policy and everybody's going to be happy. All right, here's another look. The sky's over. I want to say this is the sky's over top of town. Who said Tucker gets his info from Reddit subthreads? That's not where he gets his info from. He literally gets his info from Putin. I watched it happen on his own freaking recordings. Here's another one. This one actually is the outgoing. Oh, God, that building that ended up getting struck they say it's the Israeli Defense Ministry building. I had no idea that's actually what we're looking at, but that makes sense to why those interceptions are here. Like I said, here you can see the outgoing that's initially being fired, and then you're going to see the incoming here in a second. I'm sorry, that is just one hell of a freaking, that is just one hell of a shot that you don't normally see. I mean, that's just stuff you don't see on a daily basis. But sadly, again, we do have civilian casualties. We have people's lives that have been changed one way or another. It's just, I mean, it's